Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The death toll from COVID-19 is approaching 500,000 people in the United States. Though the number of coronavirus cases is still high, new cases are down significantly. Big deal for places like California. Here's Governor Gavin Newsom.
A month ago today, we were 23,000 cases reported of COVID. Today, just shy of 4,700.
In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced vaccination sites set up at colleges in Brooklyn and Queens that he says is a combined effort to correct for racial inequity in the distribution of assistance.
You have to correct for the fact that twice as many blacks died. You have to correct for the fact that 1.5 times as many Hispanics died. And you have to get the vaccine to the community where they are.
Financial assistance is coming to more small businesses, many of them minority-owned, that have taken the brunt of the pandemic's financial carnage. Under changes to the Payment Protection Program, President Biden announced a 2-week window starting Wednesday for business owners employing fewer than 20 workers to apply for loans. Investigations are underway into last week's massive power outages and rolling blackouts in Texas amid extreme cold. Matt Large of member station KUT has the latest.
The Texas legislature will hold hearings Thursday looking into why last week's winter storm knocked out power for millions of people as temperatures dipped into the single digits. The state's attorney general has also sent demands for records from many of the state's biggest power generators. Lawmakers are focusing attention on the state's grid operator and electricity suppliers, but lax regulations and oversight may have also played a role in the crisis. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largie in Austin.
Senate confirmation hearings for President Biden's nominee for attorney general are continuing on Capitol Hill this hour. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports some Republicans on the Judiciary Committee say they're so far impressed by Judge Merrick Garland, who's pledged to restore integrity and independence within the Justice Department.
Republican Senator John Cornyn says he's pleased that Judge Garland has vowed to restore the reputation of the department, adding that it's important to build public confidence. During the hearing, Garland was questioned about his ability to stay above partisan politics.
That is everything I've done in my career, and that is my vision for the Justice Department, to dispense the law fairly and impartially without respect to persons and without respect to political parties.
Republicans pressed Garland about whether he would allow federal prosecutors to move ahead with their probe of President Biden's son, Hunter, who's under investigation for his overseas business dealings. Garland says he has not discussed the case with the president. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
The Dow is up 125 points at 31,619. You're listening to NPR News. The parties involved in a sexual misconduct case against actor James Franco have reached a settlement. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports the two actors who filed the suit have agreed to drop their claims.
In 2019, Sarah Tither Kaplan and Tony Gall alleged that James Franco's Studio 4 acting school sexually exploited female students. The complaint also alleged fraud and sought to represent more than 100 former female students at the now defunct Studio 4. In the settlement agreement, Tither Kaplan and Gall agreed to drop their individual claims. The sexual exploitation class claims will also be dismissed. According to the parties' joint status report, the allegations of fraud will be, quote, subject to limited release. It is not clear whether money will be involved in the settlement. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
The UK is extending its ban on non-essential international travel to and from England until at least May 17th. Today, Prime Minister Boris Johnson told members of Parliament anyone making plans for the summer will be given a clearer assessment by mid-April on how to resume travel safely. Johnson says if all goes well, he thinks there's, quote, every chance of an aviation recovery later this year. The UK is temporarily banning Boeing's 777 aircraft, meanwhile, with Pratt & Whitney made engines from entering its airspace after a United Airlines jet with that kind of engine blew apart shortly after takeoff in Denver over the weekend. Those specific planes are also grounded in the U.S., Japan, and in South Korea. U.S. stocks mixed this hour. The Nasdaq Composite Index down 1.75% since the open. This is NPR.